I don't think I told you that, but that's what it is. Okay, so write down epsilon equals molar absorptivity. And the important thing there is then it's the absorption strength on the basis of moles per litre of compound. So our concentration goes in then in moles per litre, and the length of the path is invariably 1 centimetre for this type of technique. So that enables you to go to the literature, and you then know the lambda max, and you will know the size of the epsilon. That enables you to compare your molecule, because you put this many milligrams of material into solution, and see whether it's the correct thing. Now notice that it's not the same sharp sort of a spectra that we saw for the infrared, and as a result this is useful but less useful. So it's more like a presence-absence thing rather than the fine detail.